The U.S. says the prime suspect in Tuesday's attacks is Saudi dissident Osama bin Laden. Today, Pakistani officials say they're sending a delegation to Afghanistan tomorrow to demand the Taliban turn over bin Laden. From Islamabad, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
A senior government official today confirmed the trip would take place. The delegation is expected to head for the southern Afghan city of Kandahar, the spiritual headquarters of the ruling Taliban and the home of its leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar. The message for the Taliban is believed to be simple: hand over Osama bin Laden or face a massive military attack. The Taliban will be given 3 days to comply. It's not clear whether this is a Pakistani initiative or one undertaken at the request of the U.S. The Taliban has rejected repeated calls to give bin Laden up in the past, and few believe they can be persuaded to do so this time. Today, the U.S. government's prime suspect in Tuesday's attacks once again denied any involvement in them. In a letter faxed to the Pakistan-based Afghan Islamic Press from a location inside Afghanistan, bin Laden is quoted as saying that the oath of allegiance he has taken to the Taliban's leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, does not allow him to do such things from Afghanistan. Mullah Omar, meanwhile, today issued a call for an urgent meeting of Islamic clerics to discuss the situation, and Taliban officials said they were fortifying their defenses in case of an attack. As the Pakistani delegation prepared to head for Afghanistan, many Afghans were desperately trying to leave their country amid fears of an attack. Relief groups are warning of a refugee crisis as more and more people head for the borders. Iran yesterday closed its border with Afghanistan. Pakistan may soon follow suit. Today, the last of the foreign aid workers, more than a dozen members of the International Committee of the Red Cross, left Kabul after the Taliban ordered all foreigners out, saying it could not guarantee their safety. The only foreign aid workers remaining in Kabul are the 8 jailed by the Taliban last month for allegedly preaching Christianity. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.